Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa min wala. I was reading this word of wisdom and I decided to share it with you because it is so beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are living with the word of wisdom. It say, my grandmother tell me, don't increase praising to whom you love. Don't praise too much whom you love. And don't walk and be the companion of those who have not obedience to Allah. Don't talk too much when you meet people. And don't give salam when you're sitting. The good friend the one who leave you, don't run after him. He's not your friend. Don't be a coward. Don't be arrogant. Don't be too soft. And don't be too harsh. Be the way you are. And don't be the way people want you to be. Be the way you are. And don't be the way the people want you to be. Be the way you are. And don't be the way the people want you to be. And be the way Allah wants you to be. And don't be the way your nafs and shaitan want you to be. Remember, when you want something, when you wish for something, and you reach it, this is called tawfiq from Allah. This is called the qadr of Allah, your destiny. And when you want something and you wish it and you're waiting for it to happen, this is hope. This is hope. And when you want something and you wish to happen and you're waiting for it to happen and will not happen, you have to remember this is the sunnah of Allah in earth. You will never get everything you want. To be respected and respect other, this is tarbiyah, this upbringing, and is not weakness. To respect yourself and respect other, even if they're young, this is called upbringing and is not weakness. To say I'm sorry, to say forgive me, is a good manner and is not to decrease your level. Many people will come closer to you. Many people will act like friend and they will talk to you like one. But they're not one. And they will bite you like a snake. Don't worry. Don't be sad. And say, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. No way you will live this life and you always pick up fruit and pick up flower. But sometime you will be sting by bees or mosquito or even a snake. This is normal. This is called dunya. In this life, in this time, if I need something from you, you are my friend. And if I'm desperate, want something from you, you are my brother. And if I have certain things I need from you, you are my closest, sincere friend. If you deliver, and if the job is done, I will get away. I will not remember you. This is one of the ugly side of dunya. Today, the majority of our relationship is built of a need, a desire, a want, something. If you receive what you want, finished. Why? Lack of ikhlas in the relationship. This is the majority. Don't be among them. Be for Allah. Be sincere. Be good. To Allah. Be closer to whom who fear Allah. And get closer from those who have respect for you. And be closer and be friend of those who understand you and understand who you are. And don't be running after those who have no respect for you, no value for you, no understanding of you. You will be tired. They will make you miserable for nothing. And they will never appreciate you. Don't waste your time. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Be always with those who value you, respect you, and understand you. The highest level of dignity to be in silent. In the time, people waiting for you to explode and lose yourself. Listen again. The highest level of dignity to yourself when you keep silent. In the time, people waiting for you to explode and get angry. Whoever insult you with his tongue, treat him with your silent. Treat him with your silent. Whoever insult you and put you down with his tongue, treat him with silent. One of the most beautiful quote I read today. Happiness is not how much you care for and how much you own. No. Happiness. For Allah to fill your heart with happiness of what He give you. And make you content with what you get. And to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen with your heart. I will say it again because I love it and I believe it. Happiness is not how much you accumulate and how much you're running after. But happiness, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your heart with happiness of what you have and make you content, with what you get, even if it's little. And to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with the depth and from the depth of your heart. If you care about something or someone, and you do not run after, it's so beautiful. And to love, to give, and to be straight is so exalted, is so honorable. And the friendship without any benefit, only for Allah, is the greatest. One thing don't ever be sad and sorrow about it. Your sincerity, your good manner. And the opposite, one thing you should be sad about it and make tawbah and istighfar. Every action or reaction was not for Allah and was not with good manner. Even if everybody or the majority of people meet you with bad manner and stab you in the back, don't do the same. And be among the good mu'min. Make dua for them. Deal with them with good manner. Because the highest level of a mu'min in the eye of Allah, with a good manner. May Allah make us among them. And this has nothing to do with people. This has to do with between you and Allah. And I remember always my father, rahmatullahi alayhi, if you deal with people according to them, they will lead you to hellfire. And if you deal with people according to Allah, Allah lead you to Jannah. Don't ever forget that. Don't deal with people according to them. Deal with people according to Allah. Dot. Big dot. Do you know? Do you want to know who you are? Do you know? Do you want to know your status? See how much you respect yourself. Not how people look at you. If you do not respect yourself and respect other, don't wait for other to respect you. And remember, the majority of people have no justice. And the majority of people do not scale goodness with goodness, because everybody wants to grab and run. This is why I have always a quote inside of me. I always say it to people. Don't give your goodness to the garbage can. Meaning, remember, Yes, we should be good, but we should value our goodness and put it in the right place in the right time. And this is called wisdom, and wisdom from Allah Jalla Jalalu. The more you are close to Allah, the more Allah will give you wisdom. And the more Allah will give you wisdom, you will share your goodness with those who value your goodness and respect you. This is very important wisdom. I'm going to finalize it with you today. Get closer to whom? Closer to you in goodness, in a state of mind, in a state of heart. And talk and share your thought with whom have respect to you. And share your thought and your talk with whom who love you. And be careful. Don't run after the company of those who are wicked or put you down or do not understand you or do not have respect for you. Because even if you try to be good, your goodness will be like illness to them. They have no respect for your goodness and have no respect for you. And they always make you sick. Get away. And choose the one with good heart and good soul, belong to Allah as a companion. Because Ihsan, get closer to Ihsan. Meaning, Muhsineen wal Muhsineen, طيبين was طيبين. If you have otherwise, just get away. Just get away. The constitution of tranquility in this dunya. Give your back to everyone. Have no respect for you. No value for you. And always try to hurt you. Some people have a wicked soul. They love to put people down. And believe it or not, they do that intentionally or not intentionally. And they will cry over you when you react. Imagine, some of these people just have illness. Nothing you can do. Gain your tranquility by giving them salam. And this is Ibadur Rahman. The one who meet the ignorant, qalu salama. May Allah make us among those. I was just felt obligated to share this beautiful quote with you. May Allah make us among the mu'mineen, sadiqeen, truthfulness one, sincere one, love each other for Allah, decorate us with good manner, elevate us with good manner, protect us from the wicked and evil soul, decorate us with silence, with wisdom, with basira, with nur, with hidayah, and make us beneficial to each other for Allah, and leave a good legacy, a good sign in this dunya. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, always tell me, you will die but your manner will never die. You die, your goodness never die. But make sure to be always truthfulness the maximum you can, sincere the maximum you can, because you will die. But you will say, the sincere one died. The truthfulness one died. The kind one died. And don't be among those who died. And they said the liar died. The one with bad manner died. The deceiver died. Remember, we will die. But our legacy, good or bad, will never die. Honor yourself with your kids, with your family, with everyone. And remember, your word can be forgotten. But your action, your sincerity will never be forgotten. May Allah make us among those. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.